We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got several text messages. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Let's see what we got here. Raven from Russell says, great monologue, Colonel. As men, even if we don't have young children, we have a duty to be the sheepdogs watching over the children. They are our most precious resource and indeed gifts from the Most High. Enough said. Salute rendered. Thank you, Raven. All good. You are correct. Robert from Athens wants to talk about Donald Trump, which is not what I'm talking about right now, but thank you very much. What else we got? Allie from Athens says, destroying values before they're even valued. That's a good one, Colonel Williams. Thank you, Allie. I don't know where these words come from sometimes. I'm going to call them God-inspired. But yeah, destroying values before they're even valued. That's why they want to get to our kids. John from Huntsville says, Phil, awesome monologue. Definitely your best ever. I bet your mom gave that teacher a paddling she never forgot. Also, did you hear yesterday we once again landed the spacecraft on the moon? Thank you, John. I appreciate you always throwing in a tidbit that doesn't relate to what we're talking about. Thank you very much. But I did hear that. It's actually pretty cool. TL from Huntsville says, Phil, that was a heartwarming monologue. Cheers to all the moms who put up with us knothead kids and to the moms and dads that stand in the gap against those who intend harm to our families. Absolutely, man. Mark from Madison. I think I know who that teacher was. Mrs. Z? No. Oh, I think I know who you're talking about, though. He says she dug her fingernails into my arm once and left nail prints in the skin. You know what? You say that, brother. I had a Mrs. B in third grade at the same school, and in my recollection was she did that to me, too. I'd forgotten about that. No, this one was a Mrs. S, and I'll leave it at that. Mrs. S. John from Harvest says, Phil, as a scout leader of 20-plus years, I'm not surprised to hear you were a scout. Perhaps it's the many, many years of youth protection training that caused the red flags to appear when I hear some of the nuttiness with our kids. Indeed, man. Indeed. And listen, y'all, I got to tell you, if it's not out there, all right, it's here. It's not that. Please don't think this is that thing that, well, there's a law in Illinois. Well, they're crazy out there in San Francisco. Well, by golly, what are they doing in New York today? Now, how about this? Moms for Liberty, Alabama, Emily Jones, just sent me a text right as I'm going on the air. And it was a link to the Moms for Liberty, Alabama Twitter feed. So I went to their page. And here it is, and it's got the slides are up. By the way, if you're on Twitter, X, now they call it, if you're on Twitter or X, you can follow me at @SenPhilWilliams, S-E-N, @SenPhilWilliams, and I'm actually reposting this right now. But Moms for Liberty also posted it. It's got a copy of the four slides that were used in a recent training for teachers regarding the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, which we passed just in the last couple of years in Alabama to protect our kids from transgender surgeries and procedures. Hoover City Schools trains its teachers to say that they are not required to disclose anything to the parents regarding a child's discussion about being transgender unless the parents specifically ask. In other words, if the child tells you they're transgender, it's hush, hush, wink, wink, don't say anything. Unless, of course, the parents come and ask. Otherwise, and there's the quote, I'm looking at it, otherwise it can be withheld. Really? So it's basically the Hoover City Schools' opinion that a child who expresses gender dysphoria, which is a diagnosable issue, it's not something you call the parents and go, I want to make you aware of what's happening with little Johnny or little Susie. That's right here in Alabama, y'all. That is right here in Red State, Alabama, in the Hoover City Schools. And if somebody's in the Hoover City Schools, I'd love to know your thoughts on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll have more. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa. Back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, number one, Triple Dipper, they want our kids. You heard my monologue. My monologue was designed to be in line with today's first dipper. And I'm just telling you, when I said that earlier about how the left is of the mind that they have a right to intervene between you and your child if you don't already espouse the narrative. They do not want you to have parental rights. Now, Phil, that's extreme. That just sounds like you're going a little bit overboard, a little rhetoric, a little hyperbole, Phil. Nope. How about no, I'm not. Now, we may have, you know, a little more solid footing in Alabama, but I told you a minute ago, you saw right there, Hoover City Schools. Right now, we've got the slides. And the slides are saying, if the child identifies differently at school, you don't have to tell the parents. I mean, if the parents begin asking questions, I guess you could say something. But otherwise, you're allowed to, quote, withhold the information. I told you the story the other day, and I'll refresh your memory on it just in case. Story, I've got this copy, came from the Post-Millennial. A Catholic, you know, a pair of Catholic parents in Indiana are now having to appeal to their state Supreme Court because their son was removed from their house. In 2019, y'all, 2019, they have not had their son in their home since 2019. He was put into foster care. Why? Because the parents did not choose to acknowledge his chosen gender identity and call him by different pronouns. And that was deemed to be enough of an abusive situation. That's the sole purpose for removing him from the house.
Was he their blood?
Oh, yeah. This is their biological son.
Biological son.
Yeah. He's their biological son, 15 years old, the Coxes, and they had their son removed. He actually was experiencing quite a few issues.
Mm-hmm.
He had some type of an eating disorder, they felt like. And he was claiming that he was a female now. And so they took him to counseling. The counselor apparently leaned more towards the transgender ideology, much to their chagrin. And he was taken out of their house. Get this, I'll go one step further. They were only allowed supervised visits. During the supervised visits, they were not allowed to talk to their son about God.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It gets deeper, bro. I mean, bottom line is, here, folks, I'm just telling you, this is a mess. Do they want your kids? Well, apparently in some states, they'll actually take your kids away. Oh, wait. That was not just Indiana. It's also, you ready? Illinois. Story that broke 2 days ago. An Illinois bill in the state house right now, introduced in the state of Illinois, would change the definition of what constitutes an abused child to include kids whose parents object to abortions, transgender hormones, or surgeries. So what you're seeing here is a recently introduced bill. This story came off Daily Wire. A recently introduced bill in the state of Illinois would change the definition of abused child to include minors whose parents object to their child receiving puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones or transgender surgeries or even abortions. It goes further. It was introduced just, you know, a couple weeks ago. It shields doctors from any liability if they treat a minor without parental consent. Let me let that sink in. A minor, someone who's not allowed yet to join the military, has no right to vote, is not of drinking age, can't buy cigarettes, could not even get a Costco card on their own, is allowed to tell their doctor, "I feel like I'm the wrong sex and I need you to give me some medicine. Here you go, little Johnny." Or how about this? Doctor, I think I'm pregnant. Well, apparently you are. Should we call your parents? No, I want an abortion. Okay, little girl, come on in. I mean, that's not supposed to happen. Minors are considered minors because they have not reached the age of majority. That's what we lawyers call it. And the age of majority is important because it is understood that things like statutory rape, think about that, statutory rape is considered rape by virtue of the statute that has set an age at which consent is considered to be able to be given. It's not statutory rape because it's something described in the statute. It's statutory rape because the age is described in the statute as the age at which consent can be given because children are deemed by law to be impressionable and also, by the way, to be vulnerable. And so this legislation in Illinois, it goes on to say that it empowers the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services to step in, and if they deem it necessary, to remove children from biological parents based upon the definition now of a new version of abused child. It also imbues minors with legal status of their own so they can go ahead and get the treatments that their parents wouldn't give them. Oh, parents could find themselves in even more trouble if the Department of Child and Family Services find any such abuse allegations to be warranted, because Illinois law classifies child abuse as a criminal offense, ranging from a misdemeanor that carries a maximum sentence of 1 year in prison to a felony, which can include up to 15 years. So how they're going to classify this, I don't know. But child abuse is already punishable by law, and it should be. But if you redefine what child abuse is, and this bill allows basically, little Johnny wants to be a girl. And the parents go, Johnny, no, son, that's not, no. Listen, let's talk about this. Oh, you're not going to talk to me about it. I'm going to call and make a report. And next thing you know, little Johnny has been removed from the home. By the way, the kid from Indiana, 15 years old, removed from the parents' house in 2019, he remained in foster care until he aged out, meaning he surpassed the age of majority and they let him go. Mm.
Did he go back home?
I don't believe so, no. No. They basically lost their son for high school age. They just lost him. How about this story that came out last year? Stateline.org is where I pulled this one. More blue states are declaring themselves to be sanctuaries for transgender health care. Sanctuaries. You're into sanctuary cities on illegal immigrants, right? How about sanctuaries for kids that want to run away and get transgender treatments? Oh, some states are good with that. Really? Oh, yeah. Democratic Governor Wes Moore of Maryland became the 11th governor to sign, to include the District of Columbia, to declare itself a sanctuary. A bill in the New York legislature has cleared the legislature, waiting the signature of Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. I believe she actually signed it. California became the first state to declare itself a sanctuary. It has since been joined by Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Vermont, and Washington. A growing number of cities like New York City, Kansas City, West Hollywood, California have also become so-called city sanctuaries. Maryland's executive order actually even goes so far as to prohibit any state agency from complying with subpoenas about transgenders. So let's say this. Mom and dad find out treatments were given to their child. They intend to sue. So they file suit, and as a part of the suit, they subpoena the medical records for their child, or they subpoena the school records for their child. And then all that to say, the state agencies do not have to comply with the statute. It's just a situation that is absolutely asinine. Alabama, by the way, did pass our VCAP bill, the Vulnerable Child and Protection Act. I was so glad to see that pass in our legislature. Well, like I said, Hoover City Schools has decided, yeah, we don't have to really worry too much about that. If the parents don't know, just kind of keep it to yourselves. Oh, gosh. How about this one? Story off PBS. Phil, did you go to PBS? Yes, I did. And like I said yesterday, I might need a shower after I'm done. Minors seeking gender-affirming care in the state of Washington, according to a story from the middle of last year, will be protected from the intervention of their estranged parents. The bill has been signed into law. What does that mean? Kid runs away. They don't have a good relationship with the parents. Or the parents have, you know, been difficult. The relationships have been difficult in some way. They're estranged. By the way, who decides who's estranged? Keep that in mind. They can say this. They can say it's, you know, anyway, bottom line is the state of Washington is going to go ahead and intervene and provide gender-affirming care, they call it, which is just such a joke. It's gender non-confirming care. But they're going to provide this medical treatment to the kid over the potential complaints of the parents if the state determines that the parents are estranged. So the kid runs away, goes to live with Aunt Sally in Seattle. Aunt Sally harbors the child for, you know, a month and a half, 3 months, takes the child to the doctor. The doctor says, are you the parent or legal guardian? Well, no, I'm actually just their aunt. Where are the parents? They live in California. Well, I need their consent. Well, no, I'm estranged from my parents. Oh, well then step on in and let me write you a prescription. That's the way that works, and that's the law in the state of Washington. Y'all, I'm telling you, they want our kids. In the state of Washington, those who oppose gender-affirming care, they say, raise fears about the long-term effects treatments have on teens. Well, yeah. I don't know, something about sterilizing a child for life with the same medications that we use, you know, for, you know, sterilization of animals. argue that research is limited, focused particularly on irreversible procedures like genital surgeries, but those operations are rarely performed. Okay. Let me help you, author at PBS. Saying something doesn't happen often does not mean that the times it does happen are okay. Did you catch that? Those operations are rarely performed on minors, but they are performed on minors, and I don't care if it's just one. It's wrong. You have just intervened in the life of a child and altered them forever over something that when they turned 19, they could have made their own decision, and it would have been an adult decision at that point because they were of the age of majority. But no, you're going to take a child who by law can be subject to statutory rape because they're deemed too young to give consent to sex, who is not old enough, like I said, to buy cigarettes, to buy alcohol, join the military, buy a gun, do anything like that. They can't, like I said, even buy their own airplane ticket or get a hotel room. They can't do any of that as minors. But you're going to say that they're allowed to have treatments that would alter their bodies forever without parental consent. What kind of asinine thinking is that? Well, that's the kind of thinking that goes in line with leftists who just want our kids. All right, listen, last story I've got on this one, because between the monologue and this is 45 minutes of just basically turning my stomach. But that California sanctuary state bill, it was everything that you would imagine that California might try to do. And, of course, it was also sponsored by the infamous state senator Scott Wiener. I wonder if he got beat up a lot as a kid. But Scott Wiener is a gay activist. Probably changed his name on purpose. Scott Wiener was so excited about the bill. He said it ensures that California is a refuge state for trans kids and their parents so they can be safe here. Parents should never be separated from their kids, except that the bill that he was so excited about actually allows kids to run away and then be given refuge by the state of California, who would intervene and take them in and make them wards of the state, and in doing so, then also grant them not only temporary emergency jurisdiction as a state over the child, but also then provide the care, the medical procedures they want to change their sex, or allegedly change their sex. Let's put that. How about this? That alter their bodies. I got to find the way to say it. I mean, I don't even want to give it the credence of saying it actually changes their sex, because it doesn't. It alters their appearance and it alters their body functions, and that's it. The bill says that a minor could have a friend or a family member transport them to California to get puberty blockers against the parents' wishes without the parents even knowing, and the California court can strip the parents of custody, emancipate the child from the parents, and award custody to another relative in California. Basically, if you have a child who's already struggling and not making good decisions in their lives, and they're mad because mommy and daddy won't let them get those gender-blocking things that they saw on TikTok, and they really want that because they feel like they're a girl now, and they run away, and their friend drives them across state lines. I mean, we used to call that trafficking. Drives them across state lines because I've got an uncle. He lives there in San Francisco, and his name's Scott Wiener, and he'll take you in, and it'll be okay, and he'll get you what you want, man. So let's go. We're going to go see my uncle Scott Wiener. And so they drive across state lines, and the child is then emancipated from their parents. The parents can wake up on a Saturday morning, realize Johnny's gone, have no idea where he is, and before they can ever track him down, a month later, he's already in treatments, and he's no longer, quote, their child under the law of the state of California. It's unreal. They want our kids, y'all. Listen, nah, I'm going to call that one done. Bro, were you about to say something a minute ago? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, of course, his name is Scott Wiener.
Yeah, just to me. We can go on. We could meme that one forever, man. I'm just telling you. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a break right now. I just saw Clay Schofield, former state senator, and now with the Business Council of Alabama, walk in the door. We'll have him on the air at top of the hour. I'll come back after this break, get a few text messages, and put a lid on that last one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and Just plain right. Just, I mean, making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, I got a bunch of text messages, and they're all worth looking at. So let me take a look at some of these and see what we got here. Raven from Russellville again texted in and says, I'd rather go to jail over protecting kids, even if they aren't mine, than to stand by and do nothing and a child be harmed. Just saying. That's Raven, that's exactly it, bro. That's where we have to be as a culture, all right? They may not be our child, but if you see a child being harmed, you don't just sit idly by and go, wow, hate it for the kid. I mean, we need more people who are willing to say, what you're doing in that school system is wrong. What you're doing, it doesn't matter that it's your child. Run for the school board. It doesn't matter that it's your child. Say something about what you just saw. It doesn't matter that it's your child. Make sure your legislator knows when you realize a bill is introduced that could harm a child. It doesn't matter that it's your child. If they live in a state where the law just got changed and they may not even be aware yet, notify those folks that you care about and say, oh, just Jesus, make sure you know Illinois, they got a bill up there where y'all live. Anyway, Mike from Coxie says, sounds like Illinois redefined what child abuser is. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just unreal. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, on the Indiana case, it's even worse because that judge's ruling was even upheld on appeal. I'm going to go out on a limb here and willing to bet the social worker was a female that had graduated less than 5 years and the judges were from the liberal districts around Indianapolis. You know, Jeff, if you can bird dog that for me and confirm, I would appreciate it, but I bet you're right. I see this as being something that's eventually going to get to the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't know that a state has a right to intervene in a matter of religious accommodation like this. I mean, if the child's not, and by the way, that's why they're going down the abuse route, all right? If it's abusive, if like, and by the way, when I say this, understand that I used to work in an adolescent treatment center, and I have seen kids that experienced this. But if you have someone that has these you know, weird paganistic religious beliefs where they actually put their kids into a ceremony and they do things to them, that happens, by the way. Yes, it's abuse. Yes, the state can intervene. But a household where they love the Lord and they just say, Johnny, we don't recognize that here. That's not the same thing. And I don't know how we're going to deal with this, but it's going to start with culture because politics rolls down here from culture. We're going to have to be, as a conservative culture, as a bunch of right-side ruffians, willing to say no. Kelly from Hamilton says, who's paying for all these doctor's visits, meds, and surgeries that are taking the kids from the families? Then she says, oh, you answered the question, LOL. Yeah, the state. You're exactly right. State government is. Wiley from Gunnersville says, remember when the mentally ill were committed to an institution to receive treatment? When that ended, they found jobs in blue state schools. God. And now here we are, 25 years from now, the populace will be unrecognizable. Well, you know, the only good thing about that, I guess, is that transgenders can't breed. There you go. Ray from Harvest sent me a video, which I can't play. Ray, I'm on the air right now, bro. Marcus from Huntsville, your monologue in the First Dipper was inspiring to me. I think Alabama ought to declare it's a sanctuary state for biological honesty. There you go. So if you live in California and your spouse feels your child should have transgender treatments, you can flee to Alabama. We can completely ignore the state of California and other parents' rights to otherwise mutilate your child. We kind of are right now, to be honest. We really are. Marcus, great text. More to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.